right. Agenda item number 5, approval of the 2013 board meeting schedule. Mr. Harris. Does anyone have any conflicts with these?
Move approval, Mr. Chair.
Okay. What about, I know we discussed this a little bit, Mr. Thomas and myself, that we are reducing the number of board meetings.
Right.
And I was just wondering, Ken, if you've had a chance to kind of take a look at that. And
well, I know initially I had spoken to a couple board members about the schedule and about possibly adding some additional meetings, but I think after being here for a couple of weeks and looking at the limited resources that the regional board has in terms of scheduling anything else, I think I'm comfortable with the schedule as it's laid out at this point.
Okay.
Could I ask
a
question? Is it likely then that those one-day meetings will, many of them will turn into two-day meetings? Is that the idea?
It's possible. During the year, the board can always add a day onto its agenda schedule, and we'd actually, we staff would much prefer adding a day than adding a separate meeting. Mm-hmm. And so this schedule does allow for you to add days, and we can't predict what will happen, you know, if that will happen or not, but you certainly have the opportunity to do that.
Well, I think the reason I'm raising this is so that board members can consider holding a second day as part of this schedule, because it seems likely to me that our work is also, I don't see our work.
You don't see it diminishing?
Diminishing.
No.
No.
Increasing.
Increasing.
Yeah. And especially if we are given back the power plants and those from the state board to deliberate on those permits. And my concern, I don't mind reducing the amount of meetings, but my concern would be lengthening the meetings, because we start at 8:30 in the morning. I don't want the staff try to jam everything into a one day, because we only have one day, and we wind up here at 10, 11 o'clock at night. And then some of us drive 2 or 3 hours to get back to our residence. It's quite a long days for.
I agree with you.
I know.
Yeah, totally.
You know, as my wife would tell me, you ask for it, so don't complain. But I would like for the staff and their executive officer to keep that in mind, that after a while you become brain dead.
Well, it seems like maybe an easy solution is would the board like the staff just to add a second day to adjust the dates and make them all 2 days? And if the second day isn't needed, then we'll cancel that.
Well, I don't think that's necessary at this point in time, but I think that, you know, I want the staff and executive officer just to keep in mind as they're putting the agendas together, don't try to put too many heavy items on one particular day. And if it's necessary, let's, you know, look ahead and make it 2 days. So it makes it easier on the staff for their presentations and also the board members. I see Michael Johnson has something he wants to comment on.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I have the same concern about meetings going long, because that's happened just in the short time I've been on the board. That's happened in a couple of meetings already where we're still going at 8, 9 at night. And my concern is we just don't do justice to the people and the issues before us when you know in that situation it gets hard to really be focused and attentive in the way we need to be, and I had the same concern when I saw the number of dates. There's the power plants, there's the potential that the ag waiver, some piece of the ag waiver, might come back to us. I can't imagine that being easy if that happens, or short. Just based on my limited experience with it. It might actually make sense to schedule now those tentative second days with the board, you know, adopt the schedule, work with the board to make sure that we've got second days attached to each of these that people are holding on their calendars, so we don't get in the situation where we need the second day and people have made plans. That's not fair to the board.
Well, we could look at the schedule right now, since we're here, and just look, see if we have any conflicts with a day two. So,
I mean, we can all run through our calendars and do that for the days before and after, but I would suggest we adopt these and that we then, between now and the next meeting, work out acceptable second days before or after each of these days so we don't have to waste everybody's time doing that now. I mean, we've got a little time.
Okay.
It's not like we're up against next year yet.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just wanted to point out that you can adopt the schedule and add a day. You can add a day, and then if, as Mr. Johnson is pointing out, that we can't do it, if board members can't do it for some reason, you can change the schedule.
Yeah, I would just like before the next meeting to have gone through with the board members and figured out what the acceptable before or after days are for each of these so we can hold them on our calendars. That's my only concern.
So let's do that. We'll go ahead and adopt then this schedule, and then prior to the next meeting, we'll go ahead and consider whether to add the day before or the day after each of these. Okay. Does someone want to make that the motion?
Yeah, I'll include it in my original motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, great. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Thank you very much.